Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They're time-tested tools for Kentucky teachers to integrate environmental education into their students' learning. The annual conservation writing and art contests are now underway across Kentucky. Kim Richardson, Director of the Kentucky Division of Conservation.
It's our opportunity to teach students about the natural resources in our state and go about it in a different way besides just completely teaching in the classroom, and offering them some fun activities and different ways to think about their soil, their water, their forest around them.
A joint effort of the Conservation Division and Farm Bureau, this year's contest theme is targeted on soil, and materials are now available to students and teachers online.
It's a poster and essay contest. The art contest has been going on since 1974, so we've been doing that for 40 years. And the writing contest has been going on since 1944, so we're up to 70 years in that contest.
The effort has evolved over the years, but remained relevant in reaching students about the importance of natural resources.
Last year, we had 49,000 art entries from 99 counties and 17,000 writing entries from 94 counties. So that's well over 60,000 students being reached across the state.
We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
State Conservation Service Director Kim Richardson feels the two contests have been creative to engage students in environmental education and have been so for quite a while.
When we do our awards presentation along with Farm Bureau during the General Assembly, we find a lot of our state representatives and state senators who participated in the contest and won their county, or you see a couple of generations when the students come with their parents. Their parents participated, now their kids are participating.
Complete contest information is available online at conservation.ky.gov.
The students have until November 1st to get their projects complete, and then it's sent on to their conservation district, and it's due to their conservation district by December 1st.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.